This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, this is Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening to the Best of America Tonight. Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. We head right to Washington. Lori Lewis joins us from Talk Media News. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of reporting going on about Russia. We know that NSA has a secret report, supposedly, that shows that Russia attempted to hack state voting systems. Wow. So I'd love to know more about that. Lori, what can you tell us?
Yeah, that's right. So this is a report that was published by The Intercept, which is kind of an adversarial online news source. And it described two cyber attacks by Russia's military intelligence unit, the GRU. One in August against a company that sells voter registration-related software, and another a few days before the election against 122 local election officials. So I will add also that after The Intercept published this report, an NSA contractor actually was charged with sending this classified report to The Intercept. So this is, you know, Donald Trump has called for crackdowns, right, on leaks out of the intelligence community, and this is the first that we're seeing since those calls.
Wow. I mean, so this is huge. We'll see what kind of direction this goes in, because this is just the tipping point, I guess, of this, and maybe we'll know more about that. But, wow, how about that? And, you know, with a contractor charged with leaking classified documents, I mean, it was a wild kind of spy versus spy day today in D.C., wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, It's a lot of spy versus spy in D.C., especially as of late, as the politics have really picked up. That can be a complaint for lawmakers on the Hill, but Washington has been a lot of politics and not so much policy as of late.
Yeah. How about this other bombshell that was dropped out of the mouth of Senator Lindsey Graham, where he said, for everybody listening, I don't think the Republicans can put health care together. Really? Trump can't be happy hearing Graham say that.
I imagine that Trump hasn't been happy with a lot of things that Lindsey Graham has said.
Right.
But Graham, you know, to expand on that quote, he said that he doesn't think that the Republicans can put it together among themselves, but he said he believes that Obamacare should be let to collapse on its own, and that's his preferred route. So rather than, you know, trying to dismantle it, let it fail, and then save the day.
Yeah. Another thing that happened is the London mayor kind of floated out there, and this was reported all over the place, about canceling Trump's UK visit. So is that because of everything that's happening right now? Obviously, the tragedy in London and whatnot. You know, basically what Khan said is, and you know this, Lori, I don't think we should roll out carpet of the president of the USA in the circumstances where his policies go against everything we stand for. Wow.
Yeah, so that is something that he said. And I will note also that the opposition leader running for the prime minister in the UK, Jeremy Corbyn, has also said that should he be elected into power, he would rethink Trump's visit. So while this might be a new call from Khan, this isn't new rhetoric within UK politics.
Yeah. It's interesting with what happened in London. Of course, immediately Donald Trump releases a statement, gets on Twitter and whatnot. Was there anything more about London from the White House or anybody else talking about that?
So not that I've seen really out of the White House. Of course, White House officials have defended the president's reaction to that attack, while others have criticized his reaction. But I will say, within Britain on Monday, two of three suspects were identified. And one of those suspects was well known to the police to be a potentially homegrown violent jihadist. He actually had a cameo in a television documentary on the topic. So the identification suggests that police and the intelligence services possibly missed a series of red flags to stop the attack.
So that was actually pretty big.
Yeah, this is big, and this has been a theme. The attackers have come on the radars of law enforcement and intelligence services, but they've still plotted successfully. So this is actually the third written in 3 months, all of which who were on the radars of UK officials.
And then finally, we get bounced back toward the Middle East anyway. Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, is urging calm, I guess, after the five Arab nations severed their diplomatic ties. That was a big story that broke late yesterday with Qatar.
Yeah, that's right. So Tillerson is urging calm. He's saying that the Gulf Cooperation Council, or the GCC, should work together and they should stick together to resolve this. He's also kind of indicated that the U.S. is going to take a sideline to this. The U.S. isn't going to stick up for Qatar, it sounds like, in a way that would push Saudi Arabia or these other nations that have cut relations with Qatar to, I guess, go easy on the country. He said that longstanding irritants appeared to have bubbled over and pushed the nations to take action against Qatar. So I should note also that Qatar is home to the largest U.S. airbase in the Middle East, and it's actually where the U.S. commands its anti-ISIS air campaign. And military officials said today that that hasn't been disrupted. But it's kind of a strange situation where the Secretary of State is saying the U.S., you know, isn't going to take a strong position on this, but yet uses, you know, a significant amount of resources in Qatar for this military base.
Yeah, no kidding. Lori Lewis, thanks so much as always. Appreciate it. You take care.
Okay, thank you.
So you heard the news, the NSA secret report with this whole Russian attempted a hack at our state voting systems. So now there is a little more there. And what is the report? What are some of the more specifics that have been highlighted, more of the specifics, I should say, that have been highlighted in this report? It was a highly classified military intelligence. Russian military intelligence swipe at a spear phishing email attack just days before the presidential election. So the website, The Intercept reported it, said that it verified the NSA document, redacted certain portions that they deemed weren't vital to national interest, but declined an NSA request not to write or publish the document at all. So the specifics in it say the email was sent to local government workers from an email account posing as an e-voting vendor. So easy, right? So if the recipient opened the Microsoft Word documents in the email, their computer would be infected with the malware that allowed the Russian hackers to take control of their computers. Then there was another spear phishing email that was sent to an unidentified voting systems vendor that took employees to a fake Google website where their login information was requested. At least seven potential victims at the company were identified by the NSA. What do you have to say about that? How about it? It's not shocking to me, but to see some of this or hear about some of this evidence, I think, is fascinating and scary at the same time. The Russian government still has denied any efforts whatsoever. More on that as we punt it to the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. I mean, this is the big bombshell, the big story. There's no question about the NSA, and there's plenty of reaction to that report detailing the Russian hack efforts before the election. You've got the contractor charged with leaking. You have all kinds of opinions all over the board. While we look in horror at what's happened in London, and I say that this show is about the buzz in our backyard, and part of it is that. You know, part of it is what's going on in London because of how we react here in the United States, and the president who was talking about, you know, the travel ban, and does this give him more oomph to push that through, to circle back around with the travel ban and have it stick somewhere, because we know this is going all the way up to the Supreme Court. If we look at the headlines and the reaction to the Russian hack into our elections, or trying to do that, I'll say this, and I already have said this. I know you're not shocked. You're a smart crowd out there. You're not shocked that there was an effort to make this happen. The question is, how far up the chain did it go? Who knew? Who were them behind the Russian hack? That's what we want to know. That's what we want to know. So, in reality, this is the deal. The contractor charged with leaking, this is a first under this president, is 25 years old, has been charged under the Espionage Act for sending a report about Russia's interference in the election to the news media because they didn't want this to get out. They didn't want this to happen, right? And what does that mean? Because this is a criminal leak under this president, of course. So, Reality Lee Winner, about an hour after the national security news outlet that I mentioned, The Intercept, published the what looked to be the document, which was a May 5th intelligence report from the National Security Agency. Boom. Then comes this case. And it's true, the report describes the two cyber attacks by the military intelligence unit, the GRU it's called. One in August against a company that sells voter registration related software, another a few days before the election, against 122 local election officials. I described what was described in the report before we stepped away. So Ms. Winner has some explaining to do and, again, has been charged under the Espionage Act. So what does that mean? Means defense lawyer time. An FBI affidavit said she worked for Pluribus International Corporation at a government facility in Georgia since February. They didn't identify the agency or even the facility specifically, just that the NSA uses those contractors and opened up a branch in some suburbs outside Augusta in 2012. Now, the FBI affidavit also said, and I looked at it, it said reporters for the news outlet, The Intercept, had approached the NSA with questions for their story, and in the course of that dialogue provided a copy of the document in their possession. Of course they did, because there's questions that came back at them. It showed it was a scan of a copy that had been creased or folded, suggested they had been printed and hand-carried out of a secured space. Six people printed out the report, including Winner, who faces these charges. They examined the computers of the six people and found that the email, it had been an email contact, she had been in email contact with a news outlet, but the other five hadn't. Boy, she wasn't good about trying to sneak that out. And of course, what do we go back to again? Think of Snowden, think of other cases, releasing classified material without authorization. What they're going to come back at you and say, it threatens our security and undermines public faith in government. And the Espionage Act carries a sentence of up to 10 years in prison. But usually, these days, it's 1 to 3 years. And, you know, it's interesting, because we know the high-profile cases, right? The Obama administration, I was reading a story, a follow-up to this in the New York Times, the Obama administration had 9 or 10 leak-related prosecutions. About twice as many were brought under previous presidencies combined. And some of them are pretty wild ones that could have serious repercussions for the United States, depending on the hands that they get into. I mean, look, the American intelligence community definitely is saying that Russia did conduct a broad influence campaign to undermine Hillary Clinton's candidacy and sow some doubts about the process if she won, but she didn't win. And in October, it was the Obama administration that accused Russia of stealing and releasing Democratic emails. So, how about this? The spear phishing. It is a big, big trick, and it is easy to fall into that trick. While you click links or open attachments, then it installs mal software on the computers, and you're none the wiser. You have no idea. And they say the attack was most likely successful. really depressing, right? They didn't say the name of the software vendor, just say called it like Company One or whatever. But this was a pretty detailed report, really detailed report. So what does it change? Well, this 25-year-old goes through the process, probably does some jail time. I mean, we can throw the word allegedly in there now. But on the surface, it looks solid. Now, it also pushes out that there was this document. And again, it's not a surprise because I think we all believed that there may have been this attempt. But how they did the attempt, this phishing deal, and where they went and the lengths that they went to, that is what's interesting. To me. And the sooner we shut down any of those kinds of alleged influences, the better. But letting that leave my lips, I mean, listen, this is the age we live in. There is no doubt about it. So they pick a side and they decide to go hard in that direction. So if she had won, I mean, there would have been your comeback, but she didn't win. So then it was more putting the Trump administration in a defensive situation as a result of that, which they have been all along with Russia. But Trump has said, and is on the record as saying, you know, investigate the leak and investigate it. And, you know, it's interesting because ahead of this now, former FBI director Comey's testimony, the president has said, or it's come out of the White House anyway, that he's not going to use executive privilege to block his testimony. See, a lot of people thought, well, you know what? He could block the testimony, but he's not doing that. So now the former FBI director, James Comey, will testify on Thursday. He's going to testify. And what would this entail? Kellyanne Conway was on the Tube, and she said in terms of a strategy to combat all the negative, the speculation, and what the Washington Post or some other group said this weekend referring to a nothing burger, maybe it's an outside group or an inside group. So they're saying, bring it on. Let's find out where this all leads, which tells me they're not worried about blowback on the administration. Stay with us.
Extendivite is...
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Boy, the band didn't play on this time. Probably one of the computers froze. Could be the NSA or somebody else. Maybe they heard what we were saying, and then it was just one of those moments. Every once in a while, you get caught that way, and it is kind of a reminder that we operate everything with computers. You know, that happened the other day. I was somewhere, and I was getting, I think it was at the DMV. I was getting something at the DMV, and everything was frozen. And boy, the lines were stacking up because there was no backup to the backup. Everything was computerized. And, of course, in the fabulous world of radio, which is high tech, everything is computerized. So, anyway, there you go. As we bounce into yet another segment here on ATN and talking about what else is buzzing in the world? I mentioned this briefly, and I want to give you the payoff here. It's, again, just absolutely outrageous what's happened in England. So first you have the Manchester thing. You had the big concert and the celebration, which I think is great because people should be able to go about their lives, and they should be able to honor the people that shouldn't have lost their lives. And while that's happening, then look what goes on in London, the carnage after this bridge attack. You know, London, I think, got her breath taken away and then took it back. Because we go back to the same thing. How do you live your life when something so horrific and unbelievable happens? And I talked about some of the specifics of the victims, because to me it's about the victims that we don't talk about enough. And when you hear the personal stories, you realize, oh, just dastardly, sickening, you know, bottom feeders. These Islamic terrorists who scream things out in the street and are knifing people. So the attackers have been named by police, and of course the profiles are emerging because this is, again, tracing back. How did we get here? How did that happen? What was it? So you have Shahzad Boot, 27, and Rashid Radone, 30. They were the two men that were shot dead by the police during the rampage. And, you know, I'll say this again. It does not bring back the loved ones of the people who, you know, the people who were killed, families, and they're left wondering, as we're wondering, what is this Pandora's box? How do we shut this Pandora's box? And is it ridiculous to think, and cockeyed to think, that we can live on the planet now with not a little bit of look over your shoulder? So they named the two guys that were killed. It was three terrorists that rammed a crowd with a van before attacking all those others with knives. And it included the one man who came to England from Pakistan with his asylum-seeking parents. They lived in the east side of London. Boot came to Britain with his parents, as I mentioned. They think he's married. He's the father of two kids, which apparently doesn't matter. Life doesn't matter. And he was thought to be responsible for a professional internet profile listing past jobs like working for a fast food restaurant and the subway system. Also, it claimed that he had a business, he had a diploma in business administration, was teaching English to adults. So he was assimilating, or could assimilate. The other man who was killed, the other terrorist, became a British citizen, but claimed to be a Moroccan and a Libyan. Wow. Unbelievable. And even one of the killers carried an Irish ID card suggesting he lived in Ireland, they're saying. But it's not clear as to where that goes. So that's kind of something that was thrown out there. And where does that belong? Where does that thread belong? We don't know. The Prime Minister did say that the police had identified all the London Bridge attackers and that 11 people are in custody for possible connections to the attack. One person was released. They're still continuing raids and chasing down every lead they have. And they're saying that the threat level is listed as severe, meaning an attack was highly likely. Wow. And that's where they stood. And because of the fact that police were cut from a budget, what's now been floated around is it has nothing to do with that, and that they were adequately funded and staffed. So interesting. Sickening interesting. Because I don't want to be talking about this on the air, right? About these London attackers and Pandora's box and how do we slam it shut on ISIS and their ways of manipulating and, frankly, they're in the heads of how many people? How many men from, who knows, 18 to 45 and beyond are marinating in all this hatred and just waiting for a chance to spring out like a jack-in-the-box armed with God knows what, knives and anything else? I mean, this is like a jihadist insurgency. In Europe. And you know what? This isn't fear-mongering. I think there's reason for concern. I do. I think there's reason for concern. But it still doesn't answer the question that nobody can seem to answer for me. I know that this is something that's constantly being worked on. I'll say this. Shame on any organization in counterterrorism that isn't sharing every thread of information they have that they can possibly, that they know, that they can share with somebody else. Anything that they find that just doesn't add up. Because it may be that little share, that little piece of information that leads to stopping something that could have been horrific. And remember, that was part of the problem on 9/11, the whole territory thing. Do I know that it would have been stopped? No. But was there a better chance of that? Yes. And when I say sharing information, I mean, that goes across all borders. All borders. So look what you have in the Gulf states. Guitar, boom, we're done with you. Because they know it's just that bad. And they're not going to risk it. The kingdom doesn't want to risk it. So you had Tillerson speaking alongside the Secretary of Defense in Sydney, saying he didn't believe the diplomatic crisis would affect the war against the Islamic State, saying that's, I don't think so. What he said is, and I agree with this, I think what we're witnessing is a growing list of disbelief in the countries for some time, and they've bubbled up to take action in order to have those differences addressed. And Tillerson's right. He says we certainly would encourage the parties to sit down together and address the differences because of how out of hand this has gotten. So they're cutting air and sea travel. And Saudi Arabia is not messing around with this. They're shutting down land border, too, with Qatar. I mean, they're cutting off the country from the rest of the Arab Peninsula. They're choking them out. Just choking them out. As to not risk something unforeseen, I think, happening as well. And fantastic approach. Having an approach toward Egypt is also creating some of the havoc that we're seeing. A little weather bump there. So this crisis comes on the heels of Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia for a summit with Arab leaders. Since the meeting, unrest in the region, of course, has grown. At that conference, Trump met with Qatar's ruling emir and said, "We are friends. We've been friends now for a long time, haven't we? At the meeting, our relationship is extremely good." And that's where things stand right now. And Qatar said that there was no legitimate justification for the Arab nations to cut ties, that there was no reason to do that, to cut the diplomatic ties. But Egypt's foreign ministry accused Qatar of taking an antagonistic approach toward Egypt and said that all those attempts, like I was mentioning, to stop it from supporting terrorist groups have failed. And I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg here on the Arab Peninsula. I think so. And some people think that we should flat out just cut all ties to all those countries. Just cut them all across the board. I don't think that will happen anytime soon, especially with the Saudis. Can't imagine that. If you have any thoughts, you can throw them into the well, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. See you in a few.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
America Tonight. And of course, boy, it's like the doom and gloom show, isn't it? Because it's the truth. I mean, what are we dealing with at the top, dealing with the Russia situation and the heavy drama of that? And now this testimony on Thursday is going to be incredibly, I think, listened to and watched, because there's been so much focus on what? On Russia. And then this document drops from the NSA, from a contractor who's going to be charged under the Espionage Act. And it talks about phishing scams and some of what went on. And how far does that go up the Russian chain? And what don't we know about it? Maybe we'll find out with Comey. I mean, who knows? Trump says he's not going to try to, has nothing to hide. He's not blocking Comey's testimony. And senators were asking the FBI to review even Jeff Sessions' ties now to Russia. Remember I've said this on this show. How many times have I said Russia, Russia, Russia? I mean, this is what it's been. Kislyak, the deadly ambassador, the Russian ambassador. Because once again, the FBI is trying to determine whether Sessions didn't disclose a meeting with Kislyak, a third meeting with him. So this is the same theme. It's the same guy that we're talking about. It's just a different setting. And how many times were there meetings? And what were the meetings about? And because in this case, now they're talking about possible perjury. On Thursday, Senators Leahy and Al Franken released three requests they made earlier during the year for an FBI review of Sessions after he belatedly disclosed two other meetings with Kislyak following his January confirmation hearing, in which the attorney general, who was the nominee, said he was unaware of any contacts. And remember, look, in the April letter to Comey, who was the FBI director at the time, the senators asked for a briefing on their request, but that meeting didn't happen. It was scuttled by the dismissal of Comey on May 9th. So where does this all end up? Where does this go? And one thing that the senators are saying is pretty much the quote that I pulled out of all this is that we serve with the Attorney General in the Senate and on the Judiciary Committee for many years. We know he wouldn't tolerate dishonesty if he were in our shoes. If it's determined that the Attorney General still has not been truthful with Congress and the American people about his contacts with Russian officials during the campaign, he needs to resign. I mean, they're just saying, just resign, get out of the way. That they say he has a lack of candor. Wow, so do you think Sessions is going to fall to this? I mean, there's just been a firestorm of criticism about encounters with Kislyak. We'll know more as they conclude these investigations. Because remember, you now still have the former FBI director looking into this. And here's the thing. Tick, 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 time's ticking away on this. But so are the dollars. Because guess who's paying for it? That's right. You're paying for it and I'm paying for it. This is taxpayer money. So is it a red herring? Do we come up with something super substantial? Do we see a flurry of resignations? I don't know. Right? Do we see that happen? Not sure. It's crazy. Absolutely. All right, let's move on to something else here with the last couple of minutes we have of this show anyway. And what I wanted to bring up is on a much different note is something that kind of came under fire when Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize. Every time I think of Bob Dylan, I just think of that. The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. So after skipping the prize, the Nobel Prize banquet, it's always a big deal, right? He skipped it. He was given a 6-month deadline to share his Nobel lecture to officially receive his prize. So they recorded a version of Dylan's speech, which was a 27-minute address recorded on June 4th. The 76-year-old singer-songwriter began the speech by addressing a question a lot of critics had asked when he won the prize. Why was the famed literary award presented to an artist mainly seen as a musician? And he said, I got to wondering how exactly my songs related to literature. And he said, when I started writing my own songs, folk lingo was the only vocabulary that I knew and I used it, but I had something else as well. I had principles and sensibilities and an informed view of the world, and I'd had that for a while. I learned it all in grammar school. I love that. Don Quixote, Robinson Crusoe, Ivanhoe, Gulliver's Travels, A Tale of Two Cities, and all the rest. I guess he answered that question, right? I learned it in school, so get off my back. This is what I know. This is what I know. And then finally, you know, we here's a guy, here's a comedian who in one way kind of spans generations, because you always see him, or at least snippets of him, on a major, major telethon that has been around forever. I can remember this as a kid. Comedian Jerry Lewis is in the hospital for an infection, and they say he's okay. He's in Las Vegas, and that it's not necessarily a big deal. But when you think of Jerry Lewis, and you know, what do you think of with Lewis and charity? And when I think of him, I think there's people who don't even realize some of the movies that he has from a long time ago, that if you go back, some of the black and white stuff he did with Dean Martin, it's still pretty funny. I mean, he is like tirelessly pushing as the national chairman for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And there's other charities that he's involved with. I mean, he was eventually dumped by the MDA, and he wasn't happy about it because he had been identified with it since the 1950s, and I can't think of any other celebrity, any other endorser, any of that long, that they had been that long, other than you used to see Danny Thomas and for St. Jude's Hospital, and then his daughter continued it, and you have other celebrities that try to raise money for St. Jude's Hospital, where there's no charge and these kids have cancer and horrific diseases. But the telethon business, and that's, to me, that's Jerry Lewis and the Labor Day showcase that he forever was identified with. I mean, 45 years. And then it used to be over 20 hours long. And I guess they just cut it down. You know, we just had Memorial Day, so you would think the bookends, you would think Jerry Lewis is there for Labor Day. They cut it down to 6. And so they replaced him with just a whole bunch of different hosts. It was almost inevitable that would happen, but he wasn't happy. And this was a couple of years ago, several years ago. But still, when you see him, what do you think of? You think of those moments on TV doing the telethon for MDA. Thanks so much to all of you for, once again, as I always say, listening to this version of America Tonight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.